Welcome everybody. Shir number 1509. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of course, the halachas of the Dabba Dabba, what you could say on Shabbos, what you can't. And we're trying to work out of Siman Shin Zion, which talks about basically Dine Shabbos Hataluyim B'Dibur, what you can say, what you can't. Now, I mentioned last year that we will be cross-referencing and going through some of the halachas of Amir La'akam, in other words, in conjunction with what you could tell a guy, what you can't. But that does not mean, I just want to make it clear, we are not learning yet the halachas per se of Amir La'akam. Obviously, there's a lot of halachas. What happens if a guy does something for you? Could you have hana? The various different ways of if somebody needs a guy, how to work, when a guy is allowed to do. We're not getting into all that, but since the fact that the talking itself does pertain a little bit to what you could tell a guy, what you can't, so we'll try and go through a little bit as it goes through. We're learning from right now the Sefer Shaina Halachas in conjunction, of course, with the Mishnah Berurah and so on, as it goes through a little bit those halachas, because that is all part of our siman, which is siman Shin Zayin. So the Sefer Shaina Halachas says, in those days, I was Simon Shin Zayin, Kol Dovah She'asah Liyisrael, La'asos Mitzad Adin. Anything that's not allowed to be done by a Jewish person, right, Mitzad Adin, again, either the Raisa, the Rabbana, whatever the case is, Asah Loima L'Goy, La'asos. You can't tell the guy to do it, right? If a Jew can't do it, you can't tell a guy to do it. So for example, obviously, very simple. If I'm not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos, I can't tell the guy to turn on a light. It's all the same. You can't tell the guy to do something that you're not allowed to do. Now, again, we're going to see the certain situations come up various different times, various different halachas, but that's going to be a totally separate issue. Okay. But plain letter of the law. So let's say, good. I won't tell the guy to do something on Shabbos. I'm going to tell the guy to do it after Shabbos. I meet the guy on Shabbos and I tell the guy, right, the drive me to 45th Street Sunday morning, something like that, right? I'm telling the guy to do an action, tomorrow or tonight after Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself it's not allowed to be done. Afilu loy meloy sheyasa achar haShabbos, but you're not still not allowed to do it. Says the Shoyin Halachas further. V'chein is also loy melagoy. You also can't tell a goy may erev Shabbos la'aseisa b'Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, right? If you need something done on Shabbos and you yourself can't do it, it's also to do, so then you can't tell a guy to do it for you on Shabbos, even though it's Erev Shabbos. You'll say, well, Friday, it's only Friday, what do you want from me? So I'm going to tell the guy to turn on the lights, I'll tell the guy to write a certain thing for me, whatever the case is. I'm going to tell the guy to put on my air conditioning, all these various different things. It's Friday, so I'll tell the guy, I don't have to use Shabbos clocks or whatever, I'll tell the guy to do it, it's Friday. You can't do that either. You can't tell a guy, may Erev Shabbos from Erev Shabbos, Lasayis, B'Shabbos, he should do it on Shabbos. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. So now a different thing he goes on to say, even if somebody made up with the guy, let's say they made up already a salary, right, or whatever the case is, they said, whatever, I'm paying you $50, I pay you $100, all this was made up already before Shabbos, it's not going to help. Why did I bring it down over here? Because there's a whole thing in halacha, which we're not going to get into right now, with kablonis, and it's a very complicated thing in reference to having a guy, in case a guy is working, when, what, when, and where. We're not going to get into it. It's very complicated. But it's a totally different thing. It has to do with a guy and doing work for a person. But so be it as it may, keeping it simple, let's keep that in mind. Even if there was you made up Friday a certain salary with him or whatever the case is, loy mahani is still not going to help. Kevin shemiyached loy hapaula al Shabbos. Since the fact is that you made up the thing you want to do is on Shabbos. The thing that he's going to do for you is on Shabbos. In other words, for example, the Sefer Shaina Halachas actually cross-references him in Reish Nun Beis, Din Tezayin, which over there he brings down all those halachas, and Reish Nun Beis, which talks about how to work that in conjunction with a guy. For example, just to give an example, a person goes to a dry cleaner, right, let's say Thursday or Friday, they go to a goyish dry cleaner, or a mechanic, let's say a car mechanic, it's a famous example, right? They go Friday morning and they give the guy, the mechanic, the car. They say, I'm going to pick it up Sunday. right? So I'm going to pick it up Sunday. So you're not telling the guy, to whatever, you know, the amount. I'm not going to get into that right now if the amount was a lot. I know it cost me $50. I know it cost me $500, whatever. But I give him the car, right? So if I tell the guy, I want you to fix my car on Shabbos, or if I give my clothing to the dry cleaners, I want you, Badafka, to clean it on Shabbos, right? I'm not allowed to clean it, but I want you to clean it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. That you're not allowed to do. You can't tell the guy to do it for you on Shabbos, right? But if you tell him, if it's Friday, you say, I'm coming Sunday, do it whenever you want. Do it Shabbos night, do it Sunday morning, 3 in the morning. I don't care when you do it. Just when I come Sunday, I want to have it done. Do it Friday. You have time Friday. Whenever you want to do it. I don't care. So that's called what we call a daita de nafshi. He does it on his own will. Okay, again, I don't want to get too much into Amir Lakan, but if that, so that would be fine. But just to explain our case, but if we tell the guy straight up to do something, a pa'ula, a work on Shabbos per se, telling him to do it on Shabbos, that cannot be done. So that's what we're saying over here. The problem is, you're telling him with your mouth to do something on Shabbos. So now, just to finish off, what is the Shein Halachas finishing off in conjunction with the Mishnah? If something's only a minig or a chumra, we're not going to go through examples, various different things. If something is a minig not to do on Shabbos, or a chumra not to do on Shabbos, Medina, it's okay. Even a Jew could do it. Even a Jew could do a Medina. It's a chumra, it's a minig. We don't do this thing or we don't do that thing. So aval davar she'enei ala minig v'chumra. Aval davar she'enei ala minig v'chumra. Ba'alma is mutter loy malagoy la'soysoy. Such a thing you would be allowed to tell a guy to do on Shabbos. So only if it's a minig or a chumra. It brings us down from the Mishabura, Sif Katan Ches. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. That's what the Mishnah says. Such a thing you would be allowed to do. It's only what you're not allowed to tell a guy to do on Shabbos with your mouth. Again, we're talking about things you're not allowed to say with your mouth. Is something that you yourself are not allowed to do, Medina, whether the Raisa or the Rabbana. But if it's Minig Chumra, that Lemaisa one would be allowed to tell a guy. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha Kol Tuv.